Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Sports. The Final Frontier. These are the voices of the sinner and the saint.
Football! Yeah!
Their weekly mission, to provide hot takes, medium takes, mild takes, to boldly go where no show has gone before. Luke Anderson.
Why is there laughing? Why is it funny?
Will Darkins.
That's the tackler.
Presented by Buster's Barbecue. For real deal barbecue, check out bustersbarbecue.com. The Sinner and the Saint Tailgate Show on 1080 The Fan, the radio.com app, and 1080thefan.com.
All right, welcome in hour two. Sinner and Saint, if you missed anything from hour one, there will be a podcast available for you to download or stream. Just go to radio.com, pull it up in your radio.com app, or go to 1080thefan.com. All of those places will have it available for you. Before we get into Super Bowl talk, I need to read you a story that delighted me. Man steals speaker to get arrested and avoid getting married to his girlfriend.
Smart.
A man in China was getting cold feet and wasn't able to break up with his girlfriend, so he decided to become a petty criminal and got himself arrested. He told police that he wanted to do this instead of breaking up. That way, her and her family would call the whole thing off and he didn't have to get married.
That's awesome.
Isn't that fantastic?
Good for him.
Guilt-free conscience. Yeah, I mean, sure, I'm a criminal now, but at least I'm not married to her.
Can't imagine what a Chinese wedding would be like.
Probably fantastic.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it'd be delightful. I mean, obviously there are different, demographics over there. Different regions probably have different
traditions. Yes, they're Chinese, we're white. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's rich
Chinese
people.
You're trying to like skirt around it.
No, what I'm saying is like, dude, if you went, when you think of like a fill in the country wedding, right? Does your brain automatically go to like a high dollar Indian wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I don't know how rich these families were, but immediately my brain goes to, oh yeah, dude, they're probably lavish. But that's the case for any country. Cause for some reason you always go, you think of expensive wedding.
You ever think of, did you ever see, Crazy Rich Asians?
I never did.
Yeah, that was about a wedding, and it was pretty extravagant.
Yeah. Is my Big Fat Greek Wedding, is that one an extravagant wedding, too? I never watched that one either.
No, that's just about, like, her annoying Greek family.
Yeah.
Which, I guess the dad in that movie, he puts Windex on, like, anything he has
to make
wrong
it shine
with his body.
Oh, jeez.
Like, he has, like, a sore elbow, and he soaks it in Windex.
All right.
I feel like every dad has that. Like, the weird cure for like common ailments.
Huh. I wonder what mine is.
Like mine's Aquaphora. I'm not a dad yet, but like if you go get like a little bottle of it, it's been around since the 30s, but like it's this cream that soothes itching. Like I use it for everything. Like if my knee's sore, I'll just kind of rub it on that.
But my wife uses lavender for everything, or like little extracts.
Yeah.
But she gets those from her grandma. And then, so every time she sees her grandma, they always exchange like these little vials. And I'm like, man, there's going to be something in one of those that's going to get us stopped at the airport. We're not making it back home. But it's like lavender, peppermint extract. And then she just puts a little on her temple when she can't sleep, a little bit on the bottom of the foot if you get an itch behind your ear or something. I don't know what they all do. But
that's weird.
Super weird. I don't know what they all do, but there's a whole book on where you put the oils versus what's going on. Anyways.
My dad always had us putting Asper cream on our trees.
So my dad's thing, which was always funny.
The text line.
I figured. But good shout out there. 55305 if you want to share your dad's crazy ideas. My dad, every time one of us fell down or got hurt, he always asked us if we needed arthroscopic surgery.
Oh, like sarcastically.
Yeah, it was always like, oh, what do you need? Arthroscopic surgery. And I hurt my shoulder.
That's weirdly specific.
Well, it's like the football thing, right? It's like you watch enough sports. It's, you know, you hear that term over and over again. So now when one of the grandkids falls over, he goes, what do you need to go in concussion protocol? Do we need to get out the tent?
Oh, my gosh.
He is totally changed.
Dude.
It's my dad.
Your dad is so anti-woke.
Anti-woke.
Yeah, dude, that's bad. You can't joke about concussions.
Well, that's
even
what
though
he does.
We did in like two segments ago about Antonio Brown.
So I hurt my shoulder and my dad asked how it was. And I go, oh, they think I might have to have arthroscopic surgery. He's like, yes, finally, one of my kids. And I decided not to do it because I don't do anything with my left shoulder that needs it to be surgically repaired. But yeah, when they finally said arthroscopic surgery, he was so excited about it. So
what do you got, CTE or something?
That's what he does.
What, are you getting more distant and irritable with family members?
My favorite dad joke. My favorite dad joke that I haven't got to use on my kids yet, because they don't demand things like we used to. Hey, Dad, make me a sandwich. My dad.
Didn't they want Christmas gifts and you didn't give them any?
No, I didn't tell them they got to ask for whatever they wanted intentionally.
That's right, yeah.
Is what I did. So he goes, what did your kids ask for Christmas? Like, I didn't tell them they get to ask for whatever they want from Santa Claus. Then I'd have to fulfill it. They're three. They can do that next year. They'll get the whole thing figured out. But my dad's thing was always like, hey, Dad, could you make me a sandwich? He'd go, poof, you're a sandwich. He'd wave his hand. That's my favorite terrible dad
screw
joke.
Screw you is my response to that. A similar one on the text line. Every single time my dad asks if we want something and we say yes, he finds it funny to just say, get it yourself. That is an awful dad line, too.
Yeah.
They're infuriating, but I know that once I have kids and I start using them, I'm going to love them. I think they're great.
Yeah. Want in one hand, S in the other. See
what's
which
that?
Kids. What?
I don't get that.
Want in one hand.
Yeah.
Poop in the other. See which gets full first is what my dad would say too.
What?
Yeah, well.
If you try don't get again. It,
what? Want in one hand.
Okay.
Dump in the other.
You're saying want?
Want.
Okay.
Want in this hand.
All right, I see it.
Now poop in that hand.
Okay, a little poop.
Tell me which one gets full first.
What is that?
What's going on? It's a dad response.
What the hell?
Yeah, you can sit and want. Hold this hand open for want.
Okay.
And see how long it takes for it to get full.
Okay.
Then take a duke in the other one. And see which one gets full first.
Okay, but what does that even mean? What is going on there? Why? Whose poop is it? Is it mine?
Yes, you.
Is it the dad?
No, it's yours.
Crapping in my hand?
You poop in your own hand. You've never heard that term?
I've never heard that.
One of my dad's favorites.
That is a, what the hell?
Yeah, it's a basically, don't tell me what you want. I don't care. I'm not going to do anything about it.
Go poop crap in your hand and I'll be okay with it.
You go do that.
That is insane.
I've got an alternative to you telling me what you want. It's basically what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Do we get enough dad things out? Do we have more? Oh, now they're all coming. Nope, horrible dad response. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody very aptly saying I don't get it because of the CTE. That could be it. I am getting angry.
Neosporin solved everything in our family. My wife likes Neosporin too.
Neosporin
works.
Like for any cut.
Yeah.
Like literally any cut. It could be like deep and you got to go to the hospital.
So are you saying
screw it. Neosporin.
You say use Neosporin what it's designed for?
What?
Just healing cuts. It does.
Right. But like there's some cuts where it's like, no, you need to go get stitches. But for me, I'm just kind of like, no, throw the Neosporin on. It'll be fine.
But you go butterfly Band-Aid, then Neosporin.
I hate those. Hate those Band-Aids.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Also, I've used Band-Aids recently, and they're getting increasingly difficult to open. Like, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, I cut my finger a bunch recently because we got new knives. And I've been cutting my finger, and the Band-Aids are tough. Just saying.
You're having a hard time with Band-Aids?
It's making me mad.
All right, we move on.
I think I might go hit someone.
I've got a petition that is being circulated to change the Super Bowl experience that we all know and love, and it's a 16-year-old kid that started. We'll see if you agree with him. And I've got the best Super Bowls top to bottom. We'll do both next. Center and Saint, 1080 The Fan. Fan text line 55305. Keep your dad stories coming. They're great. One time, my dad bought Icy Hot meant for horses. It's like the atomic bomb of Icy Hot, and it's not meant for humans.
Wait, Icy Hot makes a horse edition?
They have a horse version of Icy Hot. I'm reading the text. I'm not sure. But I will tell you that...
Does Shaq endorse it? Or
probably does. My family grew up on a dairy farm. My mom still works for the farm, but she used to always use the products meant for the cows at home. She was... one in particular was Utter Bomb.
For the nips?
She loved the cow nips, but she put it on that dry skin, and she'd use it instead of Vaseline, but she loved her Utter Bomb.
I've heard that when women are pregnant, they use the cow Utter Bomb for their nips.
Yeah, I don't know, but she would use it for multiple uses. The other thing she used is a scare tactic. There's this pair of pliers that four prongs would open the rubber band. Looked like a Cheerio, the one they use to castrate the bulls.
And you'd put it on your nips?
No, if we didn't make curfew, waiting on our pillow, my mom would just go to sleep. She wouldn't wait up for us or anything. She'd just leave it on our pillow. There would be the little...
And then she'd clamp your nips?
Castration thing. No, castration is not nips, dude. It's your testes.
Ow.
Yeah, I know. So she'd leave...
So did she cut your balls off?
No, she would leave the thing that she'd use to cut off the balls of the cows. And just go, hey, listen, one of the bulls, I suppose.
Are you sure she didn't?
Positive. I have children. I think they're mine.
I don't know, man.
I'm doing that without balls. So, anyways, we'll keep an eye on for clever
your
things.
Your balls?
Clever things that your dad used to say. Or your balls. I don't know.
Keep an eye on your balls if you want.
Keep talking about my balls as long as you want.
I don't know, man. You're the one that wanted to talk about nips.
No. I don't think I was. You get derailed pretty quick when nips come up, though.
That's not true.
Yeah. Anything that comes with, you know, the forbidden pieces, you get all excited.
Nips aren't forbidden. I'll show you my nip right now. See it?
Nice.
It's huge.
Lighter than I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. There you go. All right. So one teen has started a petition that is gaining traction as we lead up to the Super Bowl. Have you seen this young man?
Mm.
So, Frankie Ruggery, 16-year-old, has started a petition to have Super Bowl Sunday turned into Super Bowl Saturday.
Ah, yes, the annual petition.
So, well, I didn't know that there's been a petition. This young man already has 35,600 signatures. And this was before it was published in USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had the conversation before, but would you sign the petition as if it's going to do any good? Well, hey, I guess the congressional hearing got the pass interference rule changed for the Saints. Dude. So why not try to introduce legislation to get the Super Bowl moved to Saturday? I would be more in favor of going Monday after the Super Bowl national holiday.
Yeah, I would go that route too. And honestly, I have no problem with the Super Bowl being on Sunday and going to work the next day. I don't think it's really that big of a deal.
Yeah, but you don't drink.
Well, even when I did.
When you were 16, you might have thought differently. When you were in your heavy drinking days.
16?
I don't know, this kid's 16.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of like I like going into work the next day because then you get to kind of distract yourself all day with the media machine that is Reaction Monday.
Exactly. And like,
I'll be honest. If I have the day off, I'm probably not going to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to actually go sit on the couch and then like watch ESPN or like listen to radio shows doing that. Like, I'm going to use that media to distract me from what I'm doing at work. And I like that aspect of it. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal to go to work hungover. It's not. It's a Monday. Who cares? You don't even get a lot done.
Yeah. Who's not hungover every other Monday of the year? But the other thing is not just it's not just a media part of it. It's it's the water cooler conversation that basically carries the day. Like, whatever your job is, if you interact with customers, if you interact with other business, dude, you have an excuse to make every conversation 15 to 45 minutes longer to talk about the Super Bowl. Everybody watched it. even if you don't like the game. You can talk about the halftime show or the commercials or whatever it is.
Or your party. What'd you do? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a fun day to actually go into work and not do all that much work.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Shut up, kid.
And see, that same thing happened with, you know, with the playoff games that were on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really get a lot of reaction after it because Sunday was the next day and I guess the NFL was on. But at the same time, like, I just kind of tuned out because, I don't know, maybe I'm different, but I feel like Sunday for me or any weekend day is such like a, I'm removing myself from news and media for the most part.
Well, wouldn't that make sense for the college football playoff to move to the Monday night before the national championship game? Then you get more of the attention, to your point. You don't get eclipsed by everything going on with it. Have the doubleheader Monday night game. Mm. Works fine in the NFL. Not a bad idea right there.
Yeah.
Let's start that petition.
Oh, right.
Is there anything in sports that would get you upset enough that you would start or sign a petition? Mm. Get cheating out of baseball?
I think if the NFL allowed the Saints to replay that game.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Yeah, but if they did, like if the NFL for some reason found it necessary to replay that game or that play or like the last 5 minutes or something, I think that would enrage me enough that I would either boycott the NFL or something.
Yeah. But that didn't happen. You just made up a scenario.
Well, like, you're asking me.
I'm trying to think of something in that happens in sport that infuriates you. I would sign a petition to eliminate the automatic first down. On penalties. Because there was a third and 22? And there's a 5-yard holding call that became a first down last Sunday.
Yeah, high risk. I like that. I like the idea that NFL has high risk. That's why I like
the onside
kick.
I'm okay with a spot foul, but the automatic first down to me is the one thing. The one thing in sports, it just infuriates me. Because if you have a 4th and 27 and somebody holds, listen, I'm with you that it's a dumb play and you shouldn't be holding in that scenario. Put your prevent, everybody stand on the yard marker and don't let anybody pass. I get all that. But, man, for a ticky-tack foul to be an automatic first down ever, dude, give them 5 yards. They get to replay the down. You still get another try, and you keep doing it. You keep moving up. But I don't like – I like the idea of you have to earn a first down. That's the one thing, and it's certainly in the NFL, that bugs me that I would sign a petition for. I wouldn't start it, but I'd sign it.
I like the idea that the NFL embodies that high-risk – type of play, and that's what it is. It's the fact that like the margin of error to make mistakes is so razor thin that you can give up that much. It's the same thing as 2 feet in bounds.
Yeah,
you have to get everything in bounds to do it. That's why I like the onside kick so much when they had the running start. The amount of risk is insane in it, but that's the fact. It's a gladiator sport.
But if you eliminated the automatic first down,
okay,
you'd get another 3rd and 20 or 17 or whatever after 3rd and 22.
Eliminated for every penalty.
Yeah, so it's pass interference and defensive holding are automatic first down penalties.
Okay, but would you do it for, say, like targeting?
No, I would eliminate the automatic first down.
For everything?
For everything. You get to replay the down already on a defensive penalty. Why do you ever have an automatic first down? To me, it's dumb. Especially if you've put yourself in that hole and then you just get bailed out by it. That's the one penalty, the one thing in the NFL that drives me absolutely insane.
I'd have to disagree with you on that.
You're fine.
Especially on there. I could see it for like the holding thing, fair. But like targeting or like a personal foul.
Is targeting an automatic first down?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that's a personal foul
is an automatic first down.
I don't know, man. You give somebody 15 yards and you don't get to a first down. Cool. Now it's.
Don't use your head.
I know, but now it's 3rd and 7. Cool. Like, I'd rather watch a 3rd and 7 than a first down, especially when that happens inside the goal line. And now you get 3 more attempts from the 1. Ugh, drives me crazy. Anyways.
So wait, are you, cause this is kind of going back to good versus evil, right? Like, so are you not okay with the 4th and 15 idea?
No, I'm okay with that idea.
Instead of an onside kick, you go 4th and 15 from your 25.
Yeah. But figure out the down and distance. So on that, if there's a defensive holding call, you get a first down.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
What's wrong with that?
Make a play again. I know, but make it a 4th and 10. Isn't 4th and 10 more fun than automatic first down?
But I think the idea with that is that if you continually allow people to replay the downs, like, what's to stop somebody from just kind of like doing a Belichick and just making the game like drag? Because essentially, if it's not an automatic first down and they keep having them replay the down or do like the down and distance thing, couldn't you just hold every single play and keep having the penalty replay the down until you make the offense exhausted?
Yeah, but you would still move forward 5 yards, 10 yards.
So you would eventually get a first down, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not an automatic first down. If the penalty takes you beyond the line, it's a first down.
But you I kind of feel like that you could manipulate that pretty easily. Because you could just drag the you could exhaust the offense at a certain point and keep getting penalties more and more and more, and you keep them on the field, and then you just kind of give up a drive and go, okay, whatever, they're going to score, who cares? You're going to be exhausted the rest of the game.
Let me give you the scenario that drives me crazy, though.
Okay.
You take a bad sack on first down. Russell Wilson sack. Now it's 2nd and 27. You run two terrible plays, and now it's 4th and 27, but it's the last minute of the game. You're down by 10, whatever.
Okay.
So you decide to go for it. You've already thrown two terrible passes and haven't gotten anywhere. You didn't do anything to cut the distance in half, and now you have a screen pass that you throw, but somebody was holding on it. It's a 5-yard penalty, but you get a first down. Mm. You don't even throw at the 27 yards. It wouldn't have been a first down if he caught it. Doesn't matter. You throw a little dump off pass on 4th down and you get bailed out because there's a defensive holding. Or there's a pass interference short of the line to gain, but it's an automatic first down. That's the scenario where it drives me crazy. If it's 4th and 3 and you hold, it's a 5-yard penalty, it's a first down. I'm just saying. Bugs me.
Don't old man it.
I'm not old manning it.
You're old manning it.
All right. Works for me. All right. Super Bowl is ranked best to worst or NBA. What do you want to do?
Super Bowls, bro.
Super Bowls. Right after this. All right. Welcome back in, Sinner and Saints. A woman, a German woman, is saved in a Norwegian wilderness area by setting up a Tinder account.
Wait, what?
So a German woman, she is an adventurer and a professional kite surfer. Mm-hmm. She got lost in the Norwegian wilderness with a couple of friends, and they were trying to figure out how to find a rescue. And one of the gentlemen with her suggested that she set up a Tinder account and put her distress message on there, and within minutes she got a response and a man showed up with a bulldozer and saved their RV out of a precarious situation where they were about to fly off of the road or be collided in by another vehicle, and Tinder saved the day.
Well, that's one way to, you know.
That's awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
I thought it was good.
It's also kind of insane that
it's the world we live in, right?
The world we live in, and just the idea that, you know, the ability to communicate with anybody at any time is that easy.
And the strongest urge to get a response is, you know, hey, looking for a little action? How about come
bulldozer
save?
Bulldozer action.
How about come and save? What are you typing bulldozer action into Tinder? What shows up? But yeah, so she got herself saved. All right.
Well, why don't you open up your Grindr app and see?
Did you see the Dolly Parton challenge?
No.
The Dolly Parton challenge is sweeping the internet. I'm surprised that I know about this before you, because starting Monday, you'll probably have to do this for all of the fan hosts and all of the hosts around Entercom with your other job that you do.
No, the fan hosts are all on AOL. They're literally 20 years in the past.
So there's a quartet of pictures of Dolly Parton, one with her all buttoned up.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Facebook, LinkedIn. Yeah, you that stupid thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of about it.
Eminem posted one, and instead of Tinder, it was Grindr, and it was him sitting there mostly in the buff holding a simulation. I think it was a stick of dynamite where his stick of dynamite would have been, if you know what I mean.
This is a family show, as we were reminded on the text line earlier.
What did
Which
we say?
We apologize to that listener with our extended nipple talk.
Macaulay Culkin-Stein. Somebody put on there. All right. Every Super Bowl ranked best to worst. But I want to give you some context to this. This is essentially how well every Super Bowl lived up to the hype. So just the what you expected versus what you got. And I'm just going to throw this out here, right now, for anybody that wants to play along at home. 55305 is the fan text line. The New York Jets winning Super Bowl III over the Baltimore Colts is ranked number 19 on this list. So a lot of people thinking that that was the one that made it the Super Bowl, the first one they called the Super Bowl. There's not a ton of because of what it meant to the lineage of it. No, just a game. It's what we expected going in, what we got as a result. What do you pick as your favorite Super Bowl, your what you expect to be the number one on this list?
Giants, Patriots.
No, Giants, Patriots, actually number two. That you're talking 2007.
Yeah.
Because they did play twice, 17-14 win. Arguably the biggest upset in Super Bowl history, but not the best Super Bowl. Again, entertainment factor of the game playing a big part in this.
Oh, I don't know. The Patriots, Falcons.
Yep.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That first half was terrible. Yeah,
hence why I don't think you rank that one. You can rank it five. That's fine. But you need to rank the Giants one because the anticipation was far greater heading into that game. It was, are they going to go undefeated?
Yep.
And, oh, my God, the Giants, a wild card team, might win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The Falcons.
And they did.
Yeah, they did.
And the people forget the helmet sticking to David Tyree's head and Rodney Harrison desperately trying to rip it from him was incredible. Eli did some Houdini maneuvers to get free even to throw that ball. And, I mean, it wouldn't have mattered in the end because they would have gotten the first down because of the holding.
Yes. It's what, third greatest play of all time? Easily. What
third
is
greatest?
Dallas Clark's touchdown pass. That one
in the back of the end
zone,
the leap.
Yes.
Okay.
But I would honestly put that three. I'm sure there's one that's ahead of that.
So
maybe Elway's helicopter.
Yeah, Elway's. That's one of those iconic. He didn't get in the end zone on that, did he?
No, but it was the first down.
Yeah, but it was. I know, but I was trying to remember.
Extend the game.
Yep. And it's just the visual. Yeah. The visual of old man John Elway spinning like a helicopter in the air is crazy.
Yeah, I completely disagree with that. I think that's a crap pick. I would put that five highest. And the reason I say that is because the first half was so terrible.
Yep.
And the second half, to be quite honest, was still really terrible. It was it just flipped sides.
Yeah,
it wasn't competitive.
Yeah, and it was two lopsided halves.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was not entertaining. Now, that would have been incredibly entertaining if we also knew that Tom Brady retired the next year.
You know what would have made
that happened, I'd go, "Okay, yes, one."
You know what would have made it better? If the roles were reversed. If the Falcons did that to the Patriots, that would have been so much cooler. But the Patriots are ready. That was their fifth Super Bowl? Yeah. Okay. Top five is, and again,
P15 putting in Titans Rams.
Titans Rams is number six on this list. Mm-hmm. New England Patriots over the Falcons, number one. Giants over the Patriots, number two. Patriots over the Seahawks, number three.
Okay, fair.
Niners over the Bengals is number four.
Now, I would have even put that number three, to be quite honest.
Okay.
You know, the drive, come on.
No, like I said, I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm a Seahawks fan, so I kind of recuse myself from voting for the Patriots, Seahawks game.
Man, I would have put the Seahawks Patriots over Patriots Falcon.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? It wasn't a good game.
No, it was just because they're basically going, it was the only overtime game ever, and it was the greatest comeback.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was incredible. It was so great how the Patriots kicked their ass. And then in the second half, or I'm sorry, the Patriots got their ass kicked in the first half, and then the Falcons forgot how to play football in the second half.
Number five, tell me what you think of this one. Steelers, Cardinals.
I understand.
Yeah. Great catch. Great. The Larry Fitzgerald.
Kurt Warner's comeback.
Yep.
Santonio Holmes' catch.
Yep.
Fitzgerald's touchdown run. I can understand.
Yep. Great game. Okay. And then do you want me to do full top 10? I'll do it very quickly.
Sure.
Rams, Titans, Eagles, Patriots, Giants, Bills.
Don't agree with Eagles, Patriots.
People love the Philly. And it was taking
Wait. I'm sorry. You mean the second one?
Yeah, Philly beat. So I'm saying the winner first, always.
Okay.
Philly yes. beating the Patriots.
I thought you meant the Patriots third.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. Giants beating the Bills, the wide right. Patriots, Rams, their first win in 2001. And then the Giants beating the Patriots the other time in 2011.
Man, I would have put Giants Bills way higher.
Yeah, and well, and that was the first Bills Super Bowl too. So
that was the first Bills Super Bowl. And it was you also had Scott Norwood, and you also had a defensive game plan, which, by the way, the original book is in the Football Hall of Fame because it was so incredibly just. It was different thinking. It was the idea that Bill Belichick just went, look, I'm not going to do anything schematically different. Just hit the crap out of the receiver every time he gets the ball.
Yeah.
Every time. We will play the long game in this. And it worked. That still bothers me. That really bothers me.
No, that's number one.
That with the Falcons. I thought it would. And honestly, I think if you poll a lot of people out there in terms of two best Super Bowls of the last decade, the 2010s,
yeah,
that doesn't enter anybody's consciousness. I think you get every single time Seahawks,
Seahawks Patriots.
You get Seahawks Patriots. And then after that, I don't know.
Yeah. It was an incredible comeback, but the game, I remember watching that, just going, oh, what, this sucks. And then they started claw their way back. Anyways, what's your pick for worst Super Bowl?
Worst Super Bowl could have been the last one, could have also been
let me look for
Chargers,
that.
Chargers, Niners.
I do not see. Chargers, Niners is 45 out of 53.
Yeah, that was a pretty stupid one.
But that's 45. I mean, there's a whole nother eight.
I could also pick.
I do not see the Patriots.
Rams.
Patriots, Rams. It was up towards the top.
You could also throw out. Broncos, Seahawks, or Broncos, Panthers.
Broncos, Seahawks is the worst.
Yes. Yeah. Broncos, Seahawks was terrible because for some stupid reason the NFL decided to do the Super Bowl in New York.
Yeah,
it was just so dumb.
Well, but it ended up not being the weather was not a factor in that game.
It was still just like, are you doing that? Yep. And then they start playing. You go, oh my gosh, Peyton Manning can't throw the ball anymore, and the offense on the other side is awful. Dude, the highlight is Percy Harvin.
The first play was a safety.
Yes,
dude, that game was 36-0. It ended up being 48-3.
Highlights Percy Harvin. That's it. And I doubt you can even really remember that play. You just know that he returned it.
The opening to open the second half.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, see ya.
Man, you know what? The other one, Colts Saints. And I got some people on the text line saying that one too. I wonder why that one wasn't ranked higher.
Yeah, that was a great game.
That was incredible. Speaking of second half kickoffs, the onsider.
Yeah. Your bottom five, Cowboys Broncos in 77, Dolphins Vikings in 73, 2000 Ravens Giants.
Yeah.
And then 1971 Cowboys 24-3 over the Dolphins. So there you go. Yeah. All right. That's your list. Best and worst. It's available out there somewhere. We could probably tweet it out, but I'm not going to because I'm lazy. We will tell you what to watch this weekend. It's going to be a lot of Pro Bowl stuff from Will. I'll warn you right now. What to watch next. Sinner and Saint. Danny the Fan.
Which is the most exciting matchup in the field of competition? Which game will leave you kicking yourself if you miss it? Which channel should you switch to when the sporting day is gone? Welcome to America's most exciting sports talk radio show segment. It's time for What to Watch. Presented by Encore Audio Video. Now hear this. Whether you're looking for a new TV or a custom home theater, start at Encore's showroom at 14th and Everett in the Pearl. Now our expert panel. Avid television viewer Will Darkins. And increasingly out of touch father of twin girls, Luke Anderson. Are here to tell you what to watch. Literally, it's What to Watch on The Sinner and the Saint on 1080 The Fan.
So I was looking over options for what to watch. I kind of thought about maybe taking a look at what's going on in college basketball, but I really don't care. Blazers Pacers tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be
does nothing for me. Then I thought about watching maybe Zion Williamson playing tomorrow against the Celtics in the afternoon.
That might be smart.
But I've got two kids' birthday parties. My nephews both have birthday parties this weekend. They scheduled them off of Super Bowl weekend, which is great. So honestly, I'm probably not going to watch a whole lot. I'll tell you what I do have circled for next Friday, though. When I looked at the Pelican schedules, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, Friday the 31st, Grizzlies at Pelicans.
I think the bigger one is, I think it's Bucks at Pelicans in another week, and that's Giannis versus Zion.
Yeah, but don't you want Ja Morant is, I've watched a little bit of the Grizzlies, but I can't help but watch highlights of Ja Morant. That guy's a stud.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, so anyways.
He panned out, as they would say.
If ever,
I know there was worries because of the smaller school thing, but.
Yeah, one number one pick, number two pick next Friday, your first chance to watch those two guys play against each other, and hopefully you get to watch it for a long time, but that might be worth watching. So I will say that for Friday since it'll be before we do our next show. So, Will, what are you watching this weekend?
How old are your nephews, Journey?
That's not a fair question. I don't know, 6 and 8? 6 and 7?
You don't know?
I don't know. And my family's probably listening. I should probably know that.
Okay. It's called 6 and 8. That's a tough
six
birthday.
And seven. 6 and 7, bro.
Because it's just about six that time where they're starting to realize that birthdays should be a cool thing, not a family thing.
Oh, they're not going to want me there? Sweet.
Well,
I'll skip it.
They'll like see you there and they'll be like, man, I should be doing something way cooler than this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that's when it starts setting in because every birthday before that, it's just like, oh my gosh, there's cake and presents and we're doing this. This is great. But then once you get to be like 8, 9, and 10, it's like, I should be doing something cool.
Well, I mean, my niece turned 10 and she did, was it a Ninja Warrior party or something? I don't know. I didn't go. One of my kids was sick, so she went to Wonderland. She did the arcade thing and laser tag. That's what it was. So 10, she got to do the cooler thing. So I think at some point they'll probably get to do that. My brothers and sister are woke. They know what's up.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Somebody called Will woke on the fan text.
And then
you corrected their spelling.
That's right. They said you're Y-O-U-R, and then I woke them so hard with the clapback of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E is what you meant.
It was quite good. So anyways.
That's a woke thing to do.
Super
be,
woke.
Be a grammar Nazi.
Grammar Nazi, the person that called you woke.
Yes.
It's very woke of you.
Screw them. I read books.
Only reason I said the word. I don't even know what woke means. I'm pretty
Don't
down.
You?
I kind of have an idea. It's you're aware of what's going on socially, or is it?
Yeah, it's
is
just
it
the
social
idea
politically,
that,
or is it like? I don't know.
It's just the idea that you are very conscious of people's political and social differences.
But don't you have to be vocal about it too? Like, you can't be woke to yourself.
Well, it's not so much about being vocal; it's about correcting people who are, in fact, not woke.
Yeah, so you have to be vocal about it.
Like you're converting people.
Yeah. So it is vocal.
But sometimes you can't convert people because they're so unwoke. It's like, what am I supposed to do here, bruh?
All right. What are you watching this weekend?
Pro Bowl, baby.
Sweet.
No, I'm not gonna watch the Pro Bowl. Kidding me?
Do they play dodgeball still?
Yeah, they were doing that this week. I thought that was kind of cool, actually.
Right, well, thanks to Encore Audio Video. If you want a new home theater, automated lighting, sound, whatever.
I'll tune into the Pro Bowl for like 5 minutes because I want to see how bad people are not trying.
Their showroom, 14th and Everett in the Pearl. That's Encore Audio
Video. Like, you got to do that, right? You just want to see like how bad it is.
I really don't care.
You don't want to just see how bad it is.
No, because like, why? Like, I mean, it's... No, I don't need to check it out. Are we done? Are you done?
What do you watch? You know what the out time is. I don't tell you.
What are you watching? I know you never do. What are you watching outside of sports?
Oh, gosh.
There's a new documentary that I
just plowed through the Aaron Hernandez thing last week.
Yeah, you said that was great. I need to start watching that. There's a new HBO documentary that I wrote down somewhere, but not anywhere here that I can see. That I needed to see. I can't remember what it is.
I might rewatch Shameless.
Shameless is pretty good. All right.
You can stop talking.
Cool. All right. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week to get you ready for the Super Bowl. But for right now, we're done. Bye-bye.
You lost. Nothing. laughing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.